This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Joining us again from the far-flung place that I used to think was a really great place to live, and now sort of, I'm sure it's a great place to live as long as government leaves you alone there. Coming from Yuma, Arizona, is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
I'm glad to be here, Bill. It's still a pretty good place, but you wonder what's been happening with
the thought process,
of migrants, you know.
Yeah. So let's kick off with this with what's happening in Florida, because I sort of think this might be the shape of things to come.
I think so too. It's an obvious to me improvement in the laws of self-defense that's being proposed by Governor DeSantis. And we've seen multiple times in all of these protests turning into riots in Democrat cities that people in vehicles are being treated as second-class citizens, people who can be stopped by the mob and then dragged out of their cars, and the mob beats them and then, or shoots at them, or has actually killed a couple in Washington State, wasn't it? The claims that the people in the vehicles are the aggressors. In Florida, a mob tried to attempt that when one of the people in the group that was blocking the intersection approached a vehicle with an AK clone in his hand, and the driver, who is a military guy, said that he felt that his life was threatened because the mob had blocked the car and beat on the car, and this guy approaches him with a rifle. He started to raise it, and they shot him, and the police found that he acted in self-defense. And there's video of it. What the people in the mob said was that, no, this didn't happen. But when you look at the video, they were wrong. They were lying. And so in Texas, that person was not charged with any crime. It was, I believe, correctly investigated and found out to be self-defense. But in other places around the country, it's not so clear. And this is a vulnerability in our system that has evolved over time. As cars and highways were becoming more common, it was there was a structure put in place that pedestrians had the right of way. In other words, if there was a pedestrian crossing the road, you didn't have the authority to just run him over. And that has been turned into a vulnerability by these mobs, that they block roads with their presence and then claim any vehicle coming upon them is the aggressor. Well, that's silly. You can't allow the public right-of-ways to be blocked by any mob who wants to take it over at the moment. And then they stop cars around them, beat on them, pull people out, and harm them. Or even we've had cases where they shot at them when they tried to get away. So what happens is that DeSantis in Florida says, no, that's, we're not going to have that. He says, we're not going to allow mobs just to run rampant and claim that mere destruction of property, as if destroying property is a small thing, that mere destruction of property cannot be met with force. Well, of course, destruction of property must be met with force, or property ceases to have any value, and anybody can basically destroy it on a whim, especially if they're in a large group. So he has proposed a law where destruction of, if people gather in groups of more than seven and start acting violently and destroying things, people have the authority to protect their property and themselves. And if they get surrounded and stopped by vehicles and they try to get away and they hit someone in the process, then that will be considered justified. To me, it is the type of evolution we would expect as more and more people have come to rely on private vehicles as intimate parts of their daily lives.
Well, let me ask you this. When you see somebody start down the path of doing property damage, how do you know where that's going to stop? What if they're doing the property damage to get to you?
Well, exactly. And property, if they're burning down buildings or doing arson, that's very close to killing people. People can be killed when fires are started in buildings quite easily. We have that Antifa group in, I believe it was Seattle, that attempted to start fire to businesses that were in a high-rise, and the high-rise was full of apartments that had people in them. You can easily kill a lot of people with arson.
Yeah.
I think some of the largest mass murders in the United States were arson fires.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't remember whether it was Portland or Seattle, but they've tried to throw Molotov cocktails into blocked-off police stations. They trap them in there with that. I mean, shouldn't we call that attempted murder?
I agree. And, you know, the people in these groups have tried to fine-tune is they want to push as far as they can without crossing so far that deadly force can legally be used against them. And they often, in Seattle and Portland, they often have the authorities on their side.
Right.
You know, where that if they're brought up before the prosecutor, the prosecutor say, well, you were just, trying to get justice, so we're not going to put any bail on you. You can leave, and we probably won't prosecute you, and then they go back and do more of it. Or, the governor says, well, pull the police away from that area, whether it's Chicago or Portland or Seattle or some other city, and Minneapolis, for example. And then, let them do their nastiness. They can destroy and burn down structures and businesses. It's only private property. You know, it's not as if it's important. And I'm being fully sarcastic there for those.
Well, no, that's what they say. That's what they say. Some of the people get mad at some of the people guarding the place, and they're like, we should be able to destroy this. You've got insurance.
Yes.
We should be able to steal it.
It's ludicrous. First, you can't know that. And all that insurance does is it spreads the harm out to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is crazy to think that private property is not important. We cannot have life if we don't have property. We depend on property to live. And just saying that we want all property to be in the hands of the state just means you give the state full control over your life. So, you know, claiming that it's okay to destroy private property is idiotic. It's crazy. And it's just a way to try to foment chaotic conditions so that they can they believe they would somehow take over the government and create a wholly new and different government in which they believe, I think falsely, that they would be in charge.
They're just a bunch of useful idiots that are now, they're already calling out the National Guard on them in Seattle and in Portland. So, they've done their job, and now we're going to be running you over with bulldozers. Coming up on the first break, you can find Dean's stuff by going to Ammoland.com. Well over 1,600 articles there. You can start reading those now. We'll get back to you in a few years. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten,
writer, activist,
instructor. Now, I got the impression when I started off and I wanted to talk about Florida, was there somewhere else you wanted to go first before we did that?
Well, I was thinking about the positive situation in Montana where.
Well, let's talk about that.
Well, for the first time in 15 years, well, I guess it'll be 16 by the time the new governor is placed in power, Montana will have a Republican governor. Now, most people are going to think, how is it that Montana had a Democrat governor for 15 years, almost 16? Well, you know, there's a lot of places in Montana that are much more, have Democrat traditions. You know, the old grain system where people, rebelled against Republicans, they were mostly Democrats. And a lot of those people are old-style Democrats. You know, they're not thinking about doing away with private property. They think that, the government, the Democrats are the party of the little guys. Well, all that has changed. And so for 15 years, the governor in Montana has been a Democrat. And three different times in those 15 years, he vetoed constitutional carry. Now, constitutional carry, as I think of it, is when you don't, when no permit is required from the state to carry a loaded firearm, a loaded handgun, either concealed or unconcealed, in most public places in the state. That's essentially the state of the law that existed in all the 13 colonies when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And it's what I consider constitutional carry. There's 16 states that I count as having constitutional carry. Now, some people, my friend and colleague John Lott, for example, says, well, you know, you have constitutional carry in 99.4% of Montana, so it's really a constitutional carry state. But the problem is that 0.6% is where the towns and cities are. And if you're inside a town or city limits, you have to have a permit to carry concealed. Currently in Montana, they've tried to change that three different times with very strong totals of votes all three times, but never quite enough to override the governor's veto. And the worst offender was the past governor, Steve Bullock, who was term limited out. And I have to say, you know, that was a positive change with term limits, that you can't always count on term limits doing the right thing. But in this case, I think it helped. And then he ran against the current senator in an attempt to overcome that senator and add another Democrat senator. But he failed there, and a Republican governor was elected. And his name is Greg, I'm probably going to mispronounce his last name, Gianforte. And he won, and he won decisively, won 54.4% of the vote. And the Democrat only got 41.6%. So I have a colleague in Montana. I don't know if you've talked to him, Gary Marbut.
I never have spoken with him.
He is a power in among Second Amendment supporters in Montana. He organized the Montana Shooting Sports Association, and he started piling up legislative victories starting about 35 years ago. And he is a brilliant, I think, politician and legislator. And he is no longer in the legislature. And he told me that at 74, you know, he didn't feel that he wanted to be in the legislature anymore. But during his time is when they passed this these three different constitutional carry bills. So, anyway, what's going to happen is the new governor is going to be presented with at least one strong keep and bear arms bill, and it will have a number of positive things in it, and one of those things is going to be constitutional, what I call constitutional carry. Now, Gary says, we call it permitless carry. Okay, that's fine. It's just another term for the same thing.
Correct.
And I know I have studied Gary's successes, okay, and I've read much of his works, and he is extremely astute in the politics of Montana. when it comes to any Second Amendment situation or just the right to keep and bear arms. And he is very positive about it. He thinks that bill will pass, and I believe it will too. And that in 2021, Montana will go where I expected it to be about 10 years ago and join the number of states which have constitutional carry.
What would that make the total then?
That would be 17.
17.
17 that I say are very clearly constitutional carry.
That's 30%,
isn't it? That means more than one-third of the states would have constitutional carry.
Yep. So,
and if you look at the area, it's probably over half of the land area of the U.S. would have constitutional carry.
So would this mean, and I don't know the answer to this, can the federal government get out there and ban guns when you are allowed to carry a gun?
Well, I'd say they are not allowed to ban guns from the Second Amendment.
Right.
And, that's a federal prohibition. I read an opinion the other day. Somebody said, well, the states can't put these restrictions on guns. The only group that can put restrictions on guns is the Congress. And I think it's exactly the opposite. The Second Amendment is very clear, and it very clearly has applied to the Congress the entire time there's been a Constitution. And it's one of the reasons that the FDR administration was very careful about how they worded their National Firearms Act and enforced it through a tax rather than an actual statute as such.
Yeah.
So I think that the federal government is the least reasonably capable of putting restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. The states, before the Civil War, one could argue that they had a bit more leeway, but even then, for the first 40 years of the Constitution, that's almost two generations, none of the states put forward the idea that they could violate the Second Amendment.
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. Well, I say his stuff. There's about a little over half of his articles are there. Because he's done about 3,100 plus, and he's got about 1,600 plus of them at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking at an event held by Pennsylvania Republicans to make several claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election.
There's been censorship that I've never seen before of an incredible nature by big tech, big networks, big companies. They only allow one side to be heard.
Giuliani also noting ABC doesn't get to call the winner or CNN. President Trump said he has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian official in the weeks before President Trump's inauguration back in 2015. Jobless claims up about 778,000 Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week. Analysts were expecting about 730,000. USA Radio News. As some mayors and governors across the country are trying to limit gathering on Thanksgiving, a new study shows how many people are reacting to that news.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air up. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I don't have that. I don't have a button to push on it. So let's just talk to Dean. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, scientist. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the federal government and guns, because we touched on that in terms of the Second Amendment. And with Montana, almost certain... we can't know future events with great certainty, but it's very close to certain that Montana will become a constitutional carry state in this in 2021. Now, the question is, and you asked a little bit, can the federal government override state laws? And I said, well, it can't. Not according to the Constitution, not in regards to guns, other than to negate laws that violate the Second Amendment. Now, the problem we have is that we have perhaps the most true to their oath court on the Supreme Court that's existed in the last 70 years. And so for 70 years, we've had a majority on the court that was quite willing to undermine the Constitution and view the Constitution as a very rubbery sort of document that can be stretched this way and that as they seem fit. But now we have a majority of at least 5 originalists and textualists on the court that I believe would be reasonably fair in their interpretation of the Constitution as to what it meant when it was written and how it should be upheld in order to keep that meaning in force. So here's the problem. The problem is that the left hates a court that will actually interpret the Constitution as it was originally written, and it hates the idea of that sort of restraint on government power, and it has done so consistently for the last 70 years. And if you look on the decisions that the court has made in the last 70 years, they generally are in the direction of giving the government more and more and more power. And where they haven't been, it's been when the power that was granted actually gave the left more power, even if it wasn't in the government. Some of those decisions are such as all of the free speech First Amendment cases that were decided in favor of the media. Well, the left was all for that, as long as they controlled 99% of the media.
Sure.
But now that there is a fair amount of media, you know, maybe 10%, maybe a little less, but enough to get some word out, suddenly they're not so much in favor of the First Amendment anymore. So what we worry about is that if God forbid, somehow Biden becomes president or Kamala Harris becomes president, that they will work very hard to pack the court with more justices so they can get another majority of unconstitutional justices, justices who believe the Constitution is flexible and rubbery and can be stretched here and yon to mean anything they want at a particular time. And if Harris or Biden become president, and then they keep the majority in the House, which is a very near thing now, but it looks like they will probably hold it. And if they overturn the two races in Georgia, then there will be essentially a tie in the Senate, and Kamala will have the tie vote. And they could conceivably appoint more justices to the Supreme Court. They could allow two more states into the Union, which would probably be the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, guaranteeing them four
they would
more
have
senators.
To change, wouldn't they have to change rules for that one?
Well, they'd have to change some rules, but none of those are it is not constitutionally required in either of those decisions that they have more than a majority of the Senate and the House.
Okay.
And so if they had both, now, there'd be intense pressure on people. The people of this country don't want that. I'm sure large majorities don't want that, and they have been, those ideas were not put forward very much during the election. They were kind of hidden as, oh, no, they're not really going to do that. But now we hear them being talked about more and more.
Right.
And Kamala Harris certainly tended to be in line with those positions, which she's a little bit more aligned with the radical left than
well, I mean,
Joe
she
Biden,
thinks she thinks being president means you're king or queen.
Well, yes. Well, and that's the left kind of. Well, they think that way as long as it's one of their chosen leftists who's president.
Sure, sure. Well, see, here's the thing. This is the thing. I just don't think. I think that would. There's a line of demarcation. I just don't see them being able to get passed. Not because of legislative maneuvers or anything. Simply because I think they could. I think they could very easily, unwittingly, trigger a constitutional crisis and a civil war.
But look at where we are at. We can't even. I mean, people are so overwhelmed by the propaganda we've been fed for the last 30 years, at least.
Well,
when they're suddenly called racist, they lose all propriety and say, okay, I give up. I will certify the election in Detroit. Even though I wasn't willing to certify it 2 hours ago, now somebody's calling me a racist. I have to give up and do what they say.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing. I don't watch the news, and I don't subscribe to that. I look at those. I don't know if you remember this or not, but after Sandy Hook, remember when we had, like, all the media was there for 10 days and after Sandy Hook. And the news day would start out, well, we're still here in Sandy Hook. Another sad day to exist. Which it was. It was definitely. But after that, they took a poll, which I'm not a big poll believer, but they found that 56% of America at the time believed that that kind of thing happened all the time. And it was because of that media coverage they were getting wall to wall. And this is the thing. When I saw that figure, I was like, that's the low-info voter demographic.
Well, you are correct. Now, what I said after that, right about the time period you're talking about, and some of the people on our side lost heart and said, well, we got to cut the best deal we can. We're going to lose on this. We're going to lose. We got to cut the best deal we can. Maybe we can keep it from registering all handguns. You know, maybe we can keep revolvers that don't have to be registered, whatever the deal was.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I tell you what.
There were people, and very smart people, and I said at the time, and I think I could go back and find some of the posts, I said, buck up, that we can beat them if we resist. But we have to fight. We have to be willing to fight. And that's what I would say to the listeners out there. Buck up. Don't believe it's all over. It's not. Just don't give in.
Let me ask you a question. Did you listen to that link I sent you?
I did. Okay. I did listen to that.
We don't have to discuss
all of it.
We don't have to discuss it, but... I'm going to give you, we're coming up on the next break, and I don't want to get launched into this, but I'm going to tell you what is I find upsetting about the way things are going right now on our side, simply because of the full stupidity of some positions that I see out there. So that's when we get back. Now, for those of you that like the kind of stuff we've been talking about so far with Dean, you can find all of this. This is some of the latest articles he's put out there at Ammoland.com. He is one of the more prolific writers there. And Freddie Reel, who is the publisher of Ammoland, the editor-in-chief, he believes that more people read Dean's stuff than any other writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and we've been talking to Dean Weingarten. He is the most read scribe out there in the land of the gun cultures and everything else. And I sent him the Pincus interview, and let me tell you what led to that. Okay, if I can, Dean. I'm sure. Tired. I'm tired of the position always in the Second Amendment advocacy that we have to always be in a defensive fight. And the reason I am tired of that is because in every other realm of combat, being on the defensive, you know this, you're an ex-military guy, you cannot win a fight by being on the defensive. And whenever we get, when Trump won, there was two things that happened in the industry and in the culture. First, everybody in the industry said, now nobody's going to buy no guns. even though we had increases in background checks and everything else, everybody said Trump slumped, the AR-15 market sort of cratered, all these other things, prices went down through, and all this other stuff. And everybody else said, well, our gun rights are safe. Even though states like Washington were doing their little things and everything else on a statewide level, which is where they pass most of it because it's very hard to pass it federally. But we, you know, in the run-up when he still had the House and he had the Senate, and they dilly-dallied with national carry reciprocity for so long in the House, finally got passed out of the House, and then Cocaine Mitch never took it up. Because Cocaine Mitch and Lindsey Graham, they were still in this thing where they were like, well, you know, we have to be, this is the upper house of the people's government, and we have to have more decorum. We still had those guys too. So there was a lot of pushback on that. And now, remember in April of 2013, though, when Barack Obama was still president, when he thought he had the wind at his back, and he was pushing for universal background checks, which was, you know, it's a long way to spell gun registry.
Exactly.
He thought he was going to get it, and he didn't get it, and he was so angry, he was crying in the Rose Garden. And that happened because every activist got on the phone and called the Senate and told them, as a matter of fact, of all the things that were out there, the thing that got the most votes in the Senate that day was the Cornyn bill, which was national carrier reciprocity. He got 57 votes in the Senate, but universal background checks failed miserably. And, you know, that's an indicator, you know. So we don't.
Those who say we've lost, we haven't. So many things have gone positive for us. One of the most clear is the mask is ripped off the face of our opponents.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, I'm really tired of some of these guys that claim to be, quote, advocates that have gotten so used to the defensive fight that they believe that there is an acceptable level of infringement and that we do have to compromise and we do have to do these things while in the same, you know, there's two things I know about gun control. We got 23,000 laws on the books, and gun control only impacts the law abiding.
Yeah,
and the idea.
What our opponents are trying to do, and they have tried for a long time, and they failed, but it isn't for lack of trying. They want to make the very idea of being armed wrong and evil.
Right. They want to. Some of them want to term the idea that if you want to be a gun owner, that's a mental illness, and mentally ill people can't have guns.
Exactly.
I mean, they've gone that far. So while I'm sitting there, and, you know, there are a couple of things that led to that interview, but all of them, by the way, I'm proud of. But the thing that I was taking away at the end of that was he was wanting to find common ground.
Oh, man.
And see,
that doesn't work so well.
Well, I mean, we have common ground. I got an eye on both sides of my nose, just like you do, pal.
Yeah.
There's our common ground. Politically, there is no longer, at this particular point, given what they have clearly telegraphed that they want to do. I mean, since this election, they want to make lists. They want to do punishments. They want to do re-educations. They want to do all this stuff. And they, for some reason, they believe we don't have a say in that.
Well, yes. And the problem with this sort of approach is you give them the power to define the terms. You give them the power to define what's common ground and what isn't. And to those people who say we must compromise, I say certainly, I agree. The first compromise we should make is repealing the 1986 ban on any more machine guns going through the NFA process. That's a good compromise.
Yeah.
We won't do away with the entire of NFA. We'll compromise on the Hearing Protection Act. We can pass that. Everybody should agree we should protect hearing.
Sure.
That's a good compromise.
Well, you know,
did
you hear some of the ridiculous things on that one? I mean, people are like, you know, we need to be able to hear the gun without a suppressor because that way we'll know which way it's coming from.
Yeah, I've heard it's ridiculous. There's no logic there. There's absolutely no logic. But they don't think they need logic. They've gotten very far by relying entirely on emotion and by lying.
Well, I'm having a real problem with, like, some of these guys are out there right now saying, now they've thrown all of their weight behind what's happening in the Senate in Georgia, where they're finding uncounted ballots all over the place. Right? And we're going to sit back, and this is our hedge. We're just going to hold the Senate. We just got to get one guy elected to the Senate. If I was Cocaine Mitch, I'd be going to Joe Manchin right now. And I'd be saying, I don't know what it's going to take for you to switch parties, but I'll give you whatever you got to have.
I have been thinking of that, yes. I think it would make a lot of sense for Joe to switch parties.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's already out there saying, this isn't what I signed up for. So come and join us, please, Joe, please. But and for all I know, maybe that's happening. But for everybody else that's out there saying, you know, we got, in California, they're out there saying, we need to move to Georgia so we can vote those two guys in. That's illegal.
Yes, it is.
That's not it. It's not only illegal, but you're telegraphing. It's a $10,000, or wait a minute, $100,000 fine, 10 years in jail.
But this is what I meant by tearing off the mask.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's all based on, this is the thing. They think they can do that. They don't know. They didn't go to civics class when they were in school. They also think that the president or the vice president, whoever that is, they're the king, when clearly that's not the case, because look at Trump. I mean, Trump accomplished some great things despite everything he faced, but, I mean, goodness.
Well, I agree. I mean, just looking at what Trump accomplished in his first term, he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. Look at the Middle East.
Yeah.
Look at the Supreme Court. Look at federal judges. Look at his deregulation policy. Look at energy independence.
All that's going to go away. I hope everybody's happy with that. I hope everybody's ready for that. Because he's already talking about...
He has done great things.
Yeah.
And it's absurd that if he would have been anywhere covered other than... with total lies and negativity in most of the press, that he would have had an overwhelming landslide. Plus, they had to spring the COVID-19.
Well, you know, I've looked at some things that have been published about what they're looking at in the code in certain states and all of these contested states. And based upon the code, they can see exactly where everything changed and everything. We'll have to talk about that another time because we're about to run out of time. You going to be with me Friday?
I intend to.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Gird your mind and put away this thought of a defensive fight. It is time to become offensive. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.